Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Back at it here on KMOX as we do roll on into our final hour of the show. We are going to be joined coming up in just a few moments by, actually when I say a few moments, about 10 minutes or so, we're going to talk with Jason Langendorf. He covers University of Illinois, part of the SI team that covers them. And then later on this hour, Patrick Mahomes' weekly conversation. We will play that for you coming up that he does with our sister station, 96.5 at the Fan in Kansas City. Wanted to play you a bit of audio here. And this is ESPN's basketball insider, Brian Windhorst. He went on with Rich Eisen. This is courtesy of the Rich Eisen show. This was Windhorst yesterday talking through what exactly happened when it comes to Terry Rozier and what led to him getting arrested and now not being active.
The NBA at some point is going to have to explain why Terry Rozier was allowed to keep playing. And I just want to point something out.
Mm-hmm.
The sports books caught the irregular betting on Terry Rozier the day it happened, the morning it happened, when all of a sudden there was hundreds of thousands of dollars coming in on Terry Rozier unders for a relatively meaningless game in November. I'm sorry, in March, mm-hmm. involving the Charlotte Hornets. The sports books caught it. They told the NBA right away. And guess what? The NBA, Rozier didn't play the rest of the season. And he had faked the injury, so it wasn't because of the injury. The NBA pulled him. They pulled Jonte Porter, too. They flagged Jonte Porter and pulled Jonte Porter. The NBA's measures, their protection measures, the sportsbook's protection measures, it triggered this. They caught it.
Okay, so now we need to add a little bit of context and a little bit of clarity here. So he said that, Brian Windhorst said that on the Rich Eisen show. And basically what he was saying there is that in 2023, the NBA and sportsbooks caught some irregular betting activity around Terry Rozier, and that he, when he took himself out of a game, he wasn't actually injured. And when he didn't play the rest of the year, essentially it was an NBA suspension and nothing more than that. Now, here's the context to add. The NBA, since Windhorst made those comments, denied that that was the case. And Windhorst himself has since somewhat clarified those statements as not being completely true, but not really even acknowledging the fact that he said what I just played for you. And Kyle Sixta, I'm gonna put on a tinfoil hat for just a second. I'm gonna go all conspiracy theory. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
This is the second time I've done this today.
It is.
Bernie and I did this together on Rush Hour Sports. I'm going to go conspiracy theory on this one. It is bad for business for the NBA if people do not trust what is happening on the floor is a legitimate thing. There was the Tim Donaghy thing a few years ago. And for those of you who don't remember, that's the NBA official who was caught making calls to because he was on working with sports gamblers. And there was a mafia connection to that, if I remember correctly. There's a great ESPN. There's a great Netflix documentary about that. I think it's part of that that Untold series, which they do a really, really good job on. I would encourage you to check that out. Inside of that documentary, there is a lot of claims from Donaghy that there were a lot more people involved in what was going on, that games were getting fixed in many different areas, and he became a scapegoat because the NBA wanted to brush it under the rug and find a single person that they could blame it on. Donaghy admitted what he did. He never tried to run away from that. He just basically said, look, I'm not the only one here. There was lots of other people doing lots of things inside the NBA, and the NBA knows about it, and they aren't doing anything about it. I found the documentary to be very credible. He on himself, Donaghy, is not a credible figure because he went to jail for all that. Like he did things that you weren't supposed to do. But in watching that documentary, and a lot of times these documentaries have a little bit of an agenda behind them, and I can succumb to that like when I'm watching something, but I found it to be a possibility. And then I hear Brian Windhorst talking yesterday, and maybe I'm not being fair with this, but honestly, the NBA denying all these things and then Windhorst coming back around and kind of saying, oh, yeah, you know what the NBA said. Of course, these things couldn't have happened. And he says that within a day of saying the other. I find that to be interesting. The NBA and ESPN are in bed with each other. So I'm sure the NBA wasn't real happy that that was being reported by one of their people. And I realize Windhorst is a journalist. I'm not trying to... I kind of am attacking his journalistic integrity. That's not the goal here. But I also understand the world that we live in, and he has to have a livelihood. And is there a scenario where the NBA calls up ESPN and says, what's your guy doing? And the president of ESPN calls up Brian Windhorst and says, what are you doing? And he starts to back off a little bit, even if he does know something to be true. I don't think that's a crazy statement. So there is a scenario, Kyle, that the NBA knew that Terry Rozier was involved in basically not fixing games, but doing things to allow bettors to bet the under, that they suspended him unofficially for a certain amount of time, but then allowed him to come back and play. And they'll deny that. But if that's true, that's a problem.
100%. It's so wrong.
And I think there's a good chance. I don't know if I'm more than 50% on this or not, but I think there's a good possibility that occurred.
The chain of events would make sense, obviously. Yeah. You know, NBA reaching out to ESPN, ESPN to Windhorst. I mean, obviously, we're being conspiracy theorists here, but the motives would make sense.
It would. It absolutely. You can see the connection from one to the other, and that's where. And the fact that this was all pushed, the NBA did not uncover this. They did, originally going back to Rozier. But what happened yesterday was the FBI. This was not the NBA working with the FBI. This was not a joint effort between the sports books and the NBA and the FBI. This was the FBI into an investigation largely fueled by the mafia-related poker games, but also because of Chauncey Billups being involved in both things, a bunch of stuff got connected to each other, and you've got the FBI going and arresting Terry Rozier and these things coming out. If the NBA would have suspended Rozier after that 2023 thing happened and he didn't play since, well, then the NBA has a ton of credibility after that. Even if it never got reported, if we just would not have seen Rozier since then, well, then we can sit here and say, okay, the NBA found it. They didn't want to tank their own business, so they kind of kept it quiet. But this guy hasn't played. The fact that he's played and the fact that there's been these other whispers about things going on, there's just enough here that I think you start to question, how much of this is actually happening. And I'm not trying to be a honk here for legalized sports gambling. I'm really not. That's not my goal in all of this. Gambling can be something that people can get addicted to, and it can be a dangerous thing, and I'm not trying to run away from that whatsoever. But when legalized sports gambling becomes the machine that it is right now, these companies can sniff this stuff out so quickly. It doesn't take that much irregular gaming for them to start to red flag some things. And that's where there is a benefit to the regulated legal gambling, because this has happened before and it just hasn't been caught because there wasn't really the mechanism to be able to catch it when the gambling that's taking place outside of what's going on in Las Vegas has been illegal and under the table. We will take a break. When we come back, we're going to shift gears in a big way, and we're going to talk University of Illinois football. They've got a very big game coming up on Saturday as they're going to match up against Washington on the road. We'll talk through that in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Welcome back in. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. Coming up in just a little while, we are going to hear from Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, his weekly conversation with our sister station, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. We replay that for you, so that's going to be coming up in just a while. But right now, we are very happy to welcome on to the program. He is the managing editor for the Illinois on SI site, where Sports Illustrated covers all things Fighting Illini athletics. He is Jason Langendorf, and he joins us right now. Jason, thanks for taking some time. How are you?
I'm doing well.
A big one for Illinois tomorrow. They are going to go on the road and take on a Washington team that might not be ranked, but is pretty good. In fact, Washington is favored in this game. For an Illinois team that's lost their two games against really, really good teams, and the schedule is not great from here on out, can you speak to the importance of not just winning this game, but also having a pretty good performance in this game to kind of boost up that resume a bit?
Yeah. I mean, this is, at this point of the season, this is the pivotal game for Illinois. They win this game, things look pretty rosy the rest of the way. They really need to win it. I mean, they need to look good, and that would be helpful, but they really need to win it if they want to keep the college football playoff hopes alive. As far as going to Seattle, playing in Husky Stadium, I mean, if you follow college football, you know how difficult a task that is. It's going to be difficult for them because Washington is a team that a lot of people don't realize. I mean, they may be the best team that's outside of the top 25 right now. And Ryan Walters, their former defensive coordinator, knows as much about them as anybody. So I'm not sure everything stacks up all in Washington's favor this week, but it's going to be tough sledding for Illinois for sure.
You know, one of the odd things about all the college football realignment over the recent years is when there was more stability, when you were playing your conference games, you were comfortable in your environment, even on the road. You knew what you were going into. But here, as these conferences have changed so much, and this is going to continue to happen as teams go into places for the first time ever, or the second time ever, it's a new experience, and that it's a conference game, but sometimes it's almost a conference game that feels like a non-conference game because of the lack of familiarity.
Yeah, and I mean, specifically, if we're talking about the Big Ten, you know, we're looking at Washington, UCLA, USC, their venues and their teams that, speaking of Illinois, that they're seeing for the first time. And also, you know, you got to take into account the time zone issue. Like that's something that's come up before. And, you know, for the Illini, it makes less of a difference than, you know, if it was, say, Rutgers playing at Washington. But it's still one of those things, and you know, football coaches are notoriously meticulous, and they want to leave nothing to chance, and something like that, you know, keeps them up at night. And it's tough to know for sure how it's going to affect them, but just between the environment, as loud as Husky Stadium gets, as critical as timing and personnel and personnel changes on the fly are to Illinois' offense. It's just something that's they're going to be dealing with all of Saturday.
All that being said, it certainly is nice to have a veteran quarterback like Luke Altmyer going into that. I would think that that would neutralize some of those advantages that might be sitting there on the road.
100%, yeah. And I think one of the things that you might see from Illinois tomorrow a little bit more than usual is playing with tempo. You know, they've done it off and on this season. You know, Bielema was a little bit upset that they didn't go to it more against Ohio State because it was really working. I thought they should have gone to it sooner. And that might be one way to mitigate those factors that we're talking about. Keep the Huskies from making a lot of substitutions, which is something Walters is known for. You know, take advantage of the spots where they think they can. Keep the chains moving, you know, wear out the defense. But, you know, it's all easier said than done. So
now, from a health standpoint, they get Caden Fagan back, I believe, and he's somebody who was a little bit banged up, but he returns. That two-headed monster that is their running back group with him and Valentine, is this goes to a little bit about what you were just saying, but is that a key here that you're able to feed both of those guys and that they're able to go have some success?
Yeah, I mean, in theory, yes. And as a matter of fact, it's really a three-headed monster if you throw Aiden Loffrey in there. I mean, he started the season as their starter. They all three bring different things to the table, and they're all dynamic enough that you don't know exactly what you're getting from each one. And, you know, in theory, it's a great thing to have. The problem is the offensive line hasn't given them much of a push, and Washington's defense has been pretty stout against the run. One of the things that Barry Lunny Jr., Illinois' offensive coordinator, in my mind, has done is bail out on the run a little bit too soon here and there. And it goes back to what you were saying. When you've got a guy like Altmyer, you know, you can use him almost to supplement your run game if things aren't going well for the running backs. But I just think this is going to be one of those games, especially if the rain plays a factor. You're just going to have to go 11-on-11. You're going to have to win some battles, you know, kind of old school Big Ten style. And Illinois hasn't really shown that they've been able to do that yet this season.
In losses, Washington has averaged just 50 rushing yards per game. They had just 40 in their loss to Michigan. Is this an opportunity for Illinois defensively to try to turn Washington into a one-dimensional offense, and that becomes that much tougher if they do deal with the weather that you alluded to?
Definitely, yeah. I think it's kind of a gut check moment for the defense because it's been a little bit all over the board all season. Has had some success, you know, even against Ohio State, you saw it here and there. But they've got to put pressure on Damon Williams. It's been shown so far this season, as dynamic, as productive as he is, the best thing you can do is put some heat on him, rattle him, make him make tough decisions a little faster than he wants to, and that's generally your best bet against them. But they have to stop the run first. And it's one of those things that they just, you don't know what team you're going to get. You don't know what defense you're going to get from Illinois. They're known for being a sure tackling, disciplined team. But this year, what we've seen is, you know, it could be injuries or could be a number of factors. But what we've seen this year is a little less of that discipline, a little less of that consistency. And I mean, if you're trying to get teams into third and long, you can't have it on first and second, where you're not making tackles or you're not holding up at the point of attack.
Let me finish you off with this. It's a bit of a prediction from you. If they beat Washington and do so in a somewhat impressive manner, and then if they go win the games you're supposed to win in the final 4 weeks with Rutgers, Maryland, Wisconsin, Northwestern, all looking like very winnable games, do you think that's enough for this to be a college football playoff team, or is it going to just depend more on the climate and what else happens around those teams that'd be kind of in the same spot?
Well, I think it's both. I mean, it's obviously going to make a difference what other teams do as well, the other teams that are sort of in the mix. But I think if Illinois, if they win this one, even if it's relatively tight, even if they don't look great, you know, to go on the road against Washington, Ohio State's the first team that's done it in, I don't know, 22, 23 games, something like that. It's just so difficult to beat them there. And if Illinois can come up with that, you know, they're healthy this week. They're coming off a bye. Bielema has been historically fantastic coming off a bye in his Illinois tenure. If they can win this game, in theory, they should be able to win out. And then you're looking at college football playoff berth, very likely. You're looking at potentially if they go out and they win a game, you know, you're looking at 11 games, 11 wins, which would be a historical high for the program. It's just everything right now, the momentum is going Illinois' way. They just have to go out and win this one to keep it going.
Jason Langendorf, he is the managing editor of Illinois on SI. If you're not familiar with it, it doesn't get as much like publicity as like the 24/7 network and the Rivals network, but SI has a wonderful network of college football sites, and that includes the one for Illinois. It's si.com/college/Illinois. Just do a Google search for Illinois SI and you'll find it. One of the things out there that I don't think people take note of enough, their network of sites that are really good. Jason, thank you so much for your time, and hopefully we can catch up with you again down the line.
You bet. Thanks very much for having me.
You bet. That's Jason Langendorf joining us here on the program, and we appreciate him taking a few moments with us this evening. Here's what we still have coming up in the show. We're going to hear from Patrick Mahomes, his weekly conversation that he does with Carrington Harrison at our sister station, 96.5 The Fan. We're going to play that for you coming up in just a few moments. And then I'm going to finish off. We've actually alluded to the Jets a couple times in the show today. I'm going to play you some crazy audio from Jets coach Aaron Glenn. I'm going to do that at the end of the program. But up next, we hear from Patrick Mahomes right here on KMOX.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Well, Welcome back in. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX, taking you until 8 o'clock. We have reached that time of the week where we hear from Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Chiefs are coming off a good win against the Raiders this past weekend, winning that game 31-0. They get the extended weekend now because they don't play again until Monday night when they match up against the Washington Commanders. We'll have that broadcast for you right here on KMOX. Our coverage on Monday is set to begin at 6 o'clock, so we won't have any Sports Open Line on Monday. We will have Rush Hour Sports with me and Kevin and Bernie, but we will not have Sports Open Line coming up on Monday night. The Chiefs all of a sudden have won four of their last five. They're sitting game over 500 at 4-3. The odds makers list them as the favorite to win the Super Bowl this year. And by the way, with no Chiefs football on Sunday, we are going to still have an NFL football doubleheader here on KMOX. But every week around this time, we listen into a conversation that Mahomes has with our sister station, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City, talking with Carrington Harrison. And as they opened up their conversation this week, Mahomes has a charitable organization that does a gala every year. They just recently had that gala, and he continues to be very proud of the type of work his organization has been able to do from a charitable perspective.
No, I'm extremely proud. You know, I started this thing with a vision of it, but it's exceeded my vision. I mean, the fact that Kansas City and all the communities I grew up in have really just embraced it and made this thing even more than I could imagine, it's special. And so it's awesome to see all the things that are happening, because obviously I'm trying to be at as many events as I possibly can be, but I can't be at all of them. And to see how many lives it impacts is always special.
That's what I was just going to ask you. I mean, it has to be a very rewarding feeling. It's not just your teammates. It's celebrities. It's people in the community. Like, this is something that people have really rallied around to support a cause that you feel so passionate in.
100%, and I mean, you said it. It's like it's everybody. It's not just, it says 15 of my homies, but it's the whole Kansas City community that's really just helped this thing go and helped make so many great impacts in so many kids' lives. And it's something that I can be proud of more than on the field, but something that I can be proud of just how the community's rallied behind just each other and made each other a better people and a better place.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick. Let's go back a little bit to the game on Sunday. I mean, everything was working for you guys offensively, those first three drives. What's it like to be in a zone like that, not just on a personal level, but the offense as a whole?
Yeah, it's really fun. I mean, be able to go out there and execute at the level that you want to. I mean, that's what we've been striving for, is to be that good every single drive. And we were able to do that. You know, there was stuff we learned from on the tape and stuff like that, but I thought guys really did a great job of doing their job to the best of their ability and executing at a high level. And when everybody executes, man, we can go out there and have a ton of success.
We talked a lot about you getting back all three of your receivers at one time with Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, and Hollywood Brown. You got them all on the field at the same time. That's not to discredit Tyquan Thornton or Juju or any of the other guys who have had major contributions. But how fun was it to have all those guys available at one time?
Yeah, I mean, you see what we've worked for all offseason and the last two seasons, really, and how guys have – made themselves better and better and ready for that moment, you know, and it keeps the defense guessing. I mean, obviously, you have those main guys on Hollywood and Rashee and Xavier, but you get guys like Tyquan and Juju and all these guys that get to rotate in, and they make their impact on the game. And so you see that at every single position, the tight ends, the running backs, the receivers, everybody is coming in ready to go, ready to play, and it's showcasing on Sundays with a lot of success.
Let's focus in on Rashee. It's his first game back, first game in a while. It felt like you guys really made a concerted effort to try to get him the ball on the first drive. He had a phenomenal day. What did you see from him on film? How were you excited to see his role expand in the offense?
Yeah, I think you just saw a progression of where he was at last year. You know, obviously the suspension, but the injury as well. You want guys to come back healthy and ready to go. But he did a great job this offseason of working his tail off to get himself back to 100%. And I mean, he showcased that in this first game. And now it's about building, you know, him within the game plan and building up the right way. I mean, he hasn't had a lot of snaps in over a year, so you don't want to push too much. But at the same time, man, it's a special football player you want on the football field.
Can you answer this question for me? Where did this tortilla thing come from? Because I don't remember this back in, like, the Michael Crabtree, Graham Harrell days. Where did this tradition come from?
I mean, it was going on then for sure. I mean, it's been going on for, like, 30, 40 years. And there's a couple of, like, myths and stories about how it started. But It happened while I was there. I said to a couple people, man, no one cared about the tortillas when we weren't winning. But now that we're winning, everybody cares about them. So we had to stop them. But it's one of the traditions I loved about Texas Tech, and how much the fans care no matter what the score is, and want to be a part of it. But they'll find a way, another way now to show their support. And I just know that they'll be there for us week in and week out, and I'm excited for the rest of the season.
I'm not counting your pockets, Patrick, but you got a water endorsement. You got glasses. You got State Farm insurance. You don't have a tortilla endorsement at this point?
No, I don't, you know, but I'm sad to see that we're not able to do it anymore. It's just part of the tradition of Texas Tech. I don't know how it became such a, like, a controversial thing, but the tortillas, I guess, got a little too scary for the opponents at the Red Raider Stadium.
Whenever you get tacos, are you going soft shell or hard shell?
I'm soft shell. I like them both, though. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes you get those, like, I think they're called the Gordito Crunches from Taco Bell. I don't eat a lot of Taco Bell these days, but you get that soft shell with the hard shell underneath it. I love Mexican food, Tex-Mex especially.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs for a couple of more minutes. Patrick, the last time you were on, I asked you about Sunday Night Football in your first game. I just looked this up because I completely forgot. Your first four Monday night games were all on the road. Your first Monday Night Football game at Arrowhead was actually supposed to be a Sunday game. They got moved because of COVID. You guys played the Patriots. I completely forgotten about this until I Googled it like an hour ago.
Yeah, and I presume that Monday game was, I don't know if it was really like night. It was like 5 o'clock or something like that. But no, yeah, I played a lot of these big games on the road. I feel like I get a lot of the Sunday night games at home, but the Monday night's on the road. But I'm excited to play one Arrowhead, man. I mean, it is special playing on Monday Night Football, because you're the only show in town, at least this week. You get to have the primetime game. Everybody watches Monday Night Football growing up. You get to go out there and enjoy it with your teammates, man. So I'm excited to do it at Arrowhead.
One of these days, Bronze is going to, like, see your highlights, and he's going to ask you questions about the 2020 season, and you're going to have a hell of a time trying to explain to him that you played games in front of zero people.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was, like, a crazy situation. At least at Arrowhead, we had, like, a couple thousand, and you could feel the energy. I mean, so I'm playing at some of the away stadiums, and there was literally no music, no sound, no anything. It was an eerie feeling.
You guys have Sunday free. Obviously, you're going to be around the team. Like, what is your plan for Sunday? What is your plan for the weekend with you guys having a home Monday night game?
It's honestly pretty cool because you get to watch the games with the guys. You know, like you come in, do your mock game, your walkthroughs, and then you go home for a little bit, get a little bit of rest, and pack up, and you go to the hotel, and you're watching some of those ending of those late games, and then you go into the what's called the Sunday night football game, which will be a good one. I think it's Green Bay. And the Steelers and Aaron going back home. So you get to watch those games with your teammates, man. That's some of the best memories. You know, you make a lot of memories on the football field, but getting into those meals when you're just with your guys and you're getting to watch football, it's just like anybody else when you're watching football at home. So, I mean, those are some of the best memories that you have throughout your career.
Do you watch just a single game, or are you a red zone guy? Because I love red zone. There's just something special at noon. I get all the games. They're bouncing around the league. Do you like to watch red zone or just one game?
When I got the new house in Kansas City, I got it to where you can, like, get multiple screens, you know? And so that was, like, one of the main things. Like, I didn't ask for a lot. I let Brittany do most of it, but I was, like, the living room TV and then, like, the game room, I want to be able to split the screens up. And so usually I keep to, like, one main game that I like to watch that I'm interested in, but I keep red zone in the bottom corner, and so you can kind of see the highlights that are going around the league.
I got a couple more questions for you, and we'll get you out of here. The first thing, Halloween is right around the corner. Do you have your Halloween costume, your plans all figured out?
I do. It's a surprise, though, but we have the whole family. We're ready to go, and it was Bronze's idea. I'll give you a little bit of a hint.
Okay, all right, then. I'm excited for you to be Buzz Lightyear or something here coming up in a couple of days. When it comes to Halloween, where are you at scary movies? Do you like scary movies? Do you have a favorite franchise?
I've never been a scary movie guy. Like, I'm not I was scared as a kid of them, and now it's like, I'm not a big fan of them. Like, if it's on TV and everybody's watching it, I'll watch it. But I'm like kind of closing your ears, you know? Can't the noises and stuff get me? So I'm not a big scary movie guy.
Okay, so I was going to ask you if you like haunted houses. People were making fun of me a couple of days ago when I said, why would I pay $30 to be scared? It just doesn't really make any sense to me. It sounds like you also are not a haunted house guy.
I've literally had that exact argument with Brittany and everybody every single year. It's like, why am I wanting to go somewhere where I'm just scared the entire time? Or I'm kind of, like, just fidgety. I'm not scared anymore because I'm a little older, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't want people trying to scare me for whatever it is, 10, 15 minutes. So why am I going to wait in line and go to one of these things?
Yeah, it just didn't make any sense. And then people are like, oh, well, you know, at the end, you got to jump out of a window. And I'm like, I'm not trying to jump out of a window. Why would I want to do this activity?
Oh, no, 100%. And I've done the ones in Kansas City, all the main ones. And, I mean, they're awesome. They're cool. But it's just not a thing for me. But I understand people do love them.
We have the World Series here coming up. I've never really got a chance to ask you about Shohei Ohtani. You're a fan of sports. You like basketball, football, baseball, all of these things. Have you ever seen anything like what Shohei did a couple of days ago?
I haven't. I mean, not since, like, Little League Baseball or T-ball or something like that. I mean, it's a... it's like I told someone, I was like, man, if I'd have done this as a kid and like go Little League, it would have been impressive. But for him to do it against the best of the best in the world, and to be able to throw 100 with a nasty splitter, on the mound and strike out 10, and then go out there and hit, it wasn't that he just hit three home runs. I mean, he hit three home runs that mattered. I mean, like every one of those mattered to get him them to the next. Get him to the next round and get him to the World Series, man. He's a special talent, and I mean, he'll go down as one of the best baseball players, if not the best baseball player of all time.
Tomorrow for a day, if you could switch abilities with either Steph Curry or Shohei Ohtani, which one would you be?
I'd be Steph, man. I mean, I feel like I could shoot a little bit, but being able to shoot like that, and then like, can I get his golf game as well? That'd probably give me the added boost for it.
That's the one thing that trips me out about Steph is like everybody has shot a basketball at some point. We all just acknowledge this person is the best ever at shooting a basketball.
100%. And I mean, like, seeing it in person. I mean, he beat my Mavs in the Western Conference Finals a couple years back, and it was like watching him when he gets going and he's shooting, he's not looking at the goal. I mean, that's fun to watch.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today. They got Monday Night Football coming up against the Washington Commanders. Pat, good luck this week, my man. We'll catch up with you later.
Yeah, appreciate you.
That is Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes talking with Carrington Harrison from our sister station, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. Again, the Chiefs play on Monday night this week. They take on the Washington Commanders, 7:15 kickoff, and our coverage is going to begin at 6 o'clock here on KMOX, St. Louis's home for Chiefs of football. One more break. We'll come back and we'll wrap up this week's edition of the programs and tonight's show. It's Graybar Sports Open Line. More in a moment here on KMOX.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com.
That's WarbyParker.com.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Back at it on the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Just a few minutes left in the program, and then we are going to be done for the night. I wanted to pass this along. I saw this on social media today. It's not very often that we're going to be talking about the New York Jets on KMOX. There's just, I can go out on a limb and say there's not a whole lot of interest in Jets football. And in case you haven't been paying attention, the Jets are terrible. They are 0-7. They're likely to be 0-8 after they play in Cincinnati against the Bengals this weekend. Their coach, if you did not know, and I'm sure there are people listening right now who could not name the head coach of the New York Jets if they needed to, dude's name is Aaron Glenn. Now, he's somebody you probably really hadn't heard much about. He's in his first year coaching the Jets. It seems like there's a good chance that he's in his only year coaching the Jets if things continue down the path. Now, the season got started, and Justin Fields, the former Chicago quarterback, was the quarterback for the Jets. He was terrible, just terrible. At one point, Glenn was asked in a post-game press conference whether or not there was any question about Fields being the starter moving forward, and he went after the reporter about how dumb of a question that was. Well, not that long later, it certainly looks like Tyrod Taylor, the backup, a guy who's been around the NFL for a while, is going to end up being the starter. Nothing official, though. And what we learned today is not only is Aaron Glenn evidently a bad football coach, he's either having a bad day, and I always say I don't want to judge guys on their worst moment, and maybe this was his worst moment today, although it seems to go along because, like I said a moment ago, he went after a reporter for a very valid question the other day. It would appear that not only is Aaron Glenn a bad football coach, the man is kind of a jerk as well. He was asked today whether or not they were ready to announce who the starting quarterback would be for their game against the Bengals. And this is what this man had to say.
If there was a game today, could Tyrod Taylor physically play?
He is limited, all right, today. But I like the way those guys are trending.
So are you able to tell us who's going to...
I cannot tell you that.
But is it because you don't want to or because...
That's exactly it.
But with Tyrod's situation and question, wasn't that play into this potentially?
That's exactly why I'm not telling you, because I don't want to.
No, but I understand that, but I mean, is it partly because of the injury?
That's exactly why I'm saying it, because I don't want to. I don't know how many times I got to answer you that. It's not going to change.
Do the players know who the quarterback is?
Oh, that's going to be between me and the players.
There are sometimes things that I care about that people listening to this show probably don't care about, right? Like, my job is in the media. I talk to coaches. I'm in press conferences. I host this show. So perhaps, and we're just spending a few moments on this at the end of the show, but perhaps this is something that's going to bug me more than it's going to bug other people. But Aaron Glenn didn't have to say it that way. Glenn did not have to go on this whole... There are a lot of things he could have said that would have just been a lot more respectful. Hey, we're still evaluating our options. We're still looking at the health of the quarterbacks. But he says, I can't tell you because I don't want to tell you. That's why. And by the way, it is factually incorrect when he says, I can't tell you. He can. He could have told him. He had the ability to have those words come out of his mouth. He chose not to. And they're going to play the whole, competitive advantage card by the other team not knowing who the quarterback is going to be. Guess what? I don't think the Cincinnati Bengals, who are not even a very good football team themselves, I don't think the Cincinnati Bengals are stressing out and putting together two separate game plans and trying to get whatever intel they can get to figure out if it's going to be Justin Fields or Tyrod Taylor. Neither one of those quarterbacks is going to make the New York Jets all of a sudden a incredibly compelling football team. When coaches do that, that's a coach on the way out the door. That's not what, from a decorum standpoint, that's not what NFL coaches do. That's not what people who have respect for others do. From a professional standpoint, that's not what you do. And it is I heard that today, and I just, if there was any doubt that Aaron Glenn should not be a head coach in the NFL, that proved it right there. 100%. For him to go out and do that, oh, I'm not going to tell you. Look at me. I got this information, and I'm going to keep it to myself, and I'm gonna gloat over the fact. There are a lot of times that coaches don't tell reporters information, and they just don't tell them. They figure out other ways around it. We're still thinking through it. It's still up in the air. They never gloat about the fact that I know this information, and I'm choosing not to tell you. I can't tell you. Just a terrible look for a guy who's turning out to be a terrible football coach, which shouldn't be any surprise because the Jets are a terrible organization. Lots of just everything terrible connected to them. But that's embarrassing. If I'm a Jets fan, I am embarrassed of my head coach based off him saying that today. And the social media reaction has been very similar to what I just said today. So maybe Aaron Glenn should learn to have a little bit of respect for people who have a job to do that intersects. That's one of the things we're really lucky here in St. Louis. All the people that we deal with from a media standpoint, they know that we have a job. We know that they have a job, and everybody's pretty respectful in the way that it gets done. That is it for the program. Thank you so much for being tuned in. Look forward to talking to you again on Monday for Rush Hour Sports, and then we'll have Chiefs football Monday and back to a full two-hour show on Tuesday right here on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.